Hello, and welcome to An Englishman in the Balkans. I'm David Bailey, and over the past nearly 12 years, this podcast has taken on many forms, from interviews and audio diaries to cultural snapshots and expat reflections. You might notice some different podcast names mentioned along the way, but it's all part of the same journey, one that explores life, people, and stories from this fascinating region I now call home. If you're enjoying the listen, I'd love it if you left a quick review or rating wherever you get your podcasts. It really helps others discover the show. And if something in the episode sparks your interest or curiosity, why not drop me a message? I always enjoy hearing from listeners. I always reply.
You're listening to An Englishman in the Balkans.
Welcome to An Englishman in the Balkans podcast with me, David Pacinovic Bailey. In this podcast, you'll get a unique look at life in Bosnia and Herzegovina through my eyes, the eyes of an immigrant. Each episode, I share my experiences living in this often misunderstood country and introduce you to some of the interesting people I've met along the way. From exploring the rich culture and history to discussing the challenges and joys of immigrating to a new country, this podcast offers a thoughtful and engaging look at life in the Western Balkans.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. If you would like to support us and the production of future episodes, then please consider maybe giving us a tip or becoming a member of our podcast family. The link to do that is in the show notes for this podcast. Thanks again for listening. We really do appreciate it.
You're listening to An Englishman in the Balkans.
Welcome to An Englishman in the Balkans, the podcast that takes you on a captivating journey into the heart of Bosnia and Herzegovina and the wider Western Balkans. Each episode, we delve into the rich history, vibrant culture, and hidden gems of this beautiful country. Through engaging conversations and personal anecdotes, we aim to bridge the gap between the Balkans and the rest of the world. So sit back, relax, and get ready to be inspired, entertained, and connected.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. If you would like to support us and the production of future episodes, then please consider maybe giving us a tip or becoming a member of our podcast family. The link to do that is in the show notes for this podcast. Thanks again for listening. We really do appreciate it.
This is the Balkan Adventures Podcast, everyday life and experiences in the Western Balkans.
Hello and welcome to the Balkan Adventures with me, David Bailey. On this episode of the podcast, I managed to catch up and do something that I've been trying to do for quite a considerable amount of time. Years ago, I stumbled across a band here in Bosnia and Herzegovina called the Dubioza Collective. Basically, a bunch of guys back then from the towns of Zenica and Mostar and the city of Sarajevo, producing really great music, some radical lyrics describing the country and the area that they came from and the problems that everyday people suffer. I've seen them in concert and they are electrifying. And it has been some time that I've been sending emails and messages and always trying to catch up with them and never being in the right place at the right time. In Banja Luka this past weekend, it's been the 10th anniversary of Demo Fest. And if you go back in through the episodes of the podcast or even check out the vlogs on An Englishman in the Balkans YouTube channel, you'll know that I've been visiting Demo Fest since I think 2007 when it first started. This year the Dubioza are back and I've managed to do it. I've managed to catch up with them, or rather with Vedran, who plays bass in the band. So for the next 12 or 15 minutes, it's me and him stood outside the Hotel Bosna, right in the middle of Banja Luka, 40 degrees temperature outside, and I really wanted to find out as much as I possibly could.
This is the Balkan Adventures Podcast.
It's I think it's 40 degrees in Banja Luka at the moment. It's the warmest summer I've ever had in the 16 years that I've been in the Balkans. And it's Demo Fest. It's the 10th anniversary. I've only been going to them for the last, 6 years. But about 3 years ago, I'm going to be told if I'm right or I'm wrong in a moment, but about 3 or 4 years ago, I bumped into a band that was playing called the Dubbiosa Collective. Now, people have told me about the Dubbiosa for some time. And so I got this idea of, well, who are they? What do they do? And why do people here in Bosnia-Herzegovina think that they're so special? And I did. And recently I saw a film. Actually, it was all about drinking rakia, as far as I could make out, to start with. And today, here in Banja Luka, outside the Hotel Bosnia, I'm joined by a guy that, on the film, starts milking cows and ends up playing the bass guitar. Vedran, thanks very much indeed for giving us your time today. First thing, because my audience isn't an audience primarily from Bosnia and Herzegovina, what is the Dubbiosa Collective?
It's easy. It's a bunch of guys who formed a band 13 years ago, and here we are, 7 albums later and several hundred concerts later.
Where did you get the name from, the Dubbiosa? I mean, it as soon as you hear it, it just makes you want to find out more.
Yeah. It's just word game. You have obvious meaning of in English language is the same, Dubbiosa Collective, a bunch of suspicious characters. And then in Bosnia, you have this slang, which is quite hard to translate, but you can say if you are in Dubbiosa, then you're in deep financial, emotional, or any other trouble that you cannot get away from. So it's that kind of wordplay as well.
Talking about wordplays, the music that you play have got lots of plays on words. The way that you use your language from the Balkans to describe the environment that you live in. Was it a positive thought that you were going to write lyrics, that you were going to write songs to, in a way, protest about the situation and the lifestyle that is present since the conflict of the 1990s?
But it was also our way to cope with the situation, to kind of try to process everything. So, you know, also whoever is doing this kind of engaged music and socially engaged lyrics is kind of doing it because of themselves, because it is a way to kind of put things in their place in your own head and to try to tell this to your audience, whoever is listening to you, because you're living here for a long time, so you know how hard it is to make out what's really going on and what the real problem is and what the solutions are. So, you know, we are trying to put things in perspective from our own point of view and to do it in a way that is not, you know, too preachy. You know, we're trying to just put some subjects that we find important into on the table and to discuss with people. And I think it's working, because the people react well to this, you know, ironic Monty Python-esque kind of humor, and they, you know, they if you make a serious song about serious issue, they have that on evening news, they have it on a newspaper, and they don't want it, they want something else. And it still is a dialogue about important issue, but just on a different perspective.
I saw a video on YouTube where I think you and Brano were being interviewed, or you were giving your perspective on things, and it was about the international community's view of how wonderful Bosnia is progressing. And he said, you know, this is total fiction. The reality and what the international community think are two separate things. And on the last video that you've released, the Hymn of the Generation, even I, as a foreigner, couldn't help but fall off my chair when it says Total Rasprodaya at the end. Do you really think there is a de-link between the reality and what the rest of the world thinks?
You know, this PR that everybody's trying to sell, that we are in a good way, that we are progressing, that we have the GDP is rising, blah blah blah. You know, maybe statistics are there, but real life is something else. You know, what average salary is, and you know how people live, and it doesn't matter how nice statistics are, you cannot change the reality. So it's all about that. You know, it's It's about talking about real problems, real issues of real people, not some, you know, fantasies of politicians that are trying to sell their own work to some other politician in Brussels to make it look good, to get some money in return. It's all, you know, everybody's trying to look good for their own sake, and the reality is not that good.
Well, you look good. I mean, you guys adopted the, how do you say, the uniform, the colours of Borussia Dortmund, isn't it? It's the yellow and black. Why did you decide on that?
It's a lot of football clubs, but it's the choice was less about football and more about being visible on stage. And most of the stage setups are black. You have black backdrops and black amplifiers and black stage. And, you know, when a bunch of guys in black go out to play black instruments, it's kind of you don't see anything. So we decided to just make a joke on our own sake and wear the color that nobody else is wearing, except football players, of course. And, you know, to wear yellow. And it works because people, you know, recognize us. They can see us from 100 meters on the festival.
You know, when you're on stage, you have the most dynamic stage show. It's like doing an Olympic athletic event. You know, for example, you're playing a bass and you're running and you're doing all sorts of things. How the heck, and Mario plays, the saxophonist is playing the saxophone and he's jumping around. I mean, like now, are you already dreading the physical effects that's going to happen at 3 o'clock tomorrow morning when you've finished your session?
I think we've done this too many times. And you don't ask football player if he's tired from this game and he's having a game tomorrow, the day after tomorrow. It's just you kind of get used to this level of physical activity. And I don't know, this is a third show in a row. We had, you know, one in Norway, one in France, and today is Banja Luka, just Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So we are kind of worn out, but, you know, it's on, you will not see it on stage. We'll just give all we can, and it will be good, I think.
The last time I saw you here in Banja Luka, I don't think the bubble had burst for you in so far as all this massive touring. And then I just sat back and I was absolutely shocked because, you know, you seem to have been for the last, 36 months, constantly on the go. And as you just said, you know, you've been to Norway, you've been to France, now to Banja Luka, you know, you'll be going somewhere else. How has this burst of dubiosaism been accepted around the world? You've been to North America, you've been playing in a hotel room with an Indian singer. I mean, how has that impacted on the group and on how people view you here back home in Bosnia-Herzegovina?
This didn't happen overnight. This was a process, you know, of a decade of constantly growing and expanding and going to other countries and, you know, discovering new and new and newer audience every time. And for us, it was always interesting and part of the appeal of what this looks so good to us and why we are doing this. And you know, it's hard to say because, you know, zillions of bands and zillions of people are making music and playing live shows, and, you know, you cannot say about, cannot talk about expansion, but obviously, as more you play around, more people know about you, and they kind of can relate to what we are talking about, and that's what it's all about. And if we go to India or Australia, it's just about trying to make communication work both ways.
Are you sort of ambassadors for Bosnia-Herzegovina when you go to countries such as India? I spoke to an Indian 4 days ago, and he said, "Bosnia, where is that?" I mean, it was that, and I went, "What? You sure you don't understand your geography?" But when you go to places like that, you must be the best ambassadors for the country that there is.
Yeah, but we don't like this flag waving. We are representatives of this or that country. Now in Vend we have people from four countries, so it's also we would need to wave a lot of flags. But in the end, it is kind of a good thing because you're bringing some positive image of, let's say, entire region to some place that doesn't know much about Balkans, and it's okay. It's fun for us. We don't think that's primarily why we are doing this, but it's a nice side effect probably.
I know you want to get in, have some meal rest because of this massive physical activity that we're going to see you do later on. So finally, two things. Finally, first, what's on the immediate future for the Dubbiosa? So people that are interested in you, what can they expect in the not too distant future?
Immediate future is a very busy summer. We're gonna do, I don't know, 30 more shows around Europe mainly, and then we're gonna lock in a studio for a while to record the rest of the album that Himna Generacija was the first single from. And after that, probably a few more music videos, album release, some concerts in bigger cities in the region. So that's what's going to happen until the end of this year.
Okay, and this is the final one. Putting you on the spot now. If there was one thing in the world, one dream or one thing that you could have happen personally, what would it be?
Oof. It's a $1 million question.
It is, but I want to try and get an answer out of you.
It's this sort of question that you ask this beauty pageant Miss of the World candidate. How you would make a world a better place?
For you personally, if somebody could go like that now, what would that one dream, if you were only allowed one dream, what would it be?
Apart from personal wealth and health. But it would be good to see the world in which people are more sympathetic to their fellow human being and to understand more the situation where everybody shares the same place and same resources of this planet. So it would be much easier to communicate some positive changes in that environment rather than this quite selfish and self-centered society.
That's it for this episode of the podcast. Please subscribe and comment. At the moment, you can find us on SoundCloud, Stitcher, and iTunes. There'll be some more platforms that we'll be joining very soon so that you can find and subscribe and listen from wherever your favourite platform is. I'd like to say thank you very much to the Dubbiosa Collective, to their management, for allowing me the time to take Vedran away from the sound checks and getting ready for this year's performance in the castle in Banja Luka. And I'd also like to say thank you so very, very much to the organisers of DemoFest for allowing me to have that press pass to look around, nose around, ask people questions and take video as well. So until the next episode of the podcast, this is David Bailey, still in a very hot Banja Luka, saying stay safe wherever you are.
To find out more about us and where we live, why not check out our blog at anenglishmaninthebalkans.com. See you next time. Čim progledam ujutro, gutam informacije, novine, portali, dnevna doza sekiracije, naslovi bombastični, estrada, crne hronike, ko se ženi, ko ko mrtvi, teror i harmonike. Hiljadu zašto, ali jedno zato, da će novi rad da počne Rusija ili NATO. Svaka nova vijest me potpuno zablokira, ali neću da se brinem da mi čuna ne zatrokira. Gledali se tope, kukala na matina, Euroviziju koga ćemo slati. U glavi se roje paranoje, da li dobre vijesti uopšte postoje. Ko je koja krvna grupa, da li će progutati nas crna rupa. Vjevaj, bit će bolje dok se valjamo u blatu, zajebi sekiraciju, čuvajmo prostatu. Čuvajmo prostatu! Ovo Himna je generacije, živimo od sekiracije. Ovo Himna je generacije, u šupu civilizacije. Ovo Himna je generacije, živimo od sekiracije. Ovo Himna je generacije, u šupu civilizacije.
Kukala na matina Euroviziju koga ćemo slati u gladi se roje paranoje da li dobre vijesti uopšte postoje koje koja krvna grupa da li će progutati na crna rupa pjevaj bit će bolje dok se valjamo u blatu zajebi sekiraciju čuvajmo prostatu čuvajmo prostatu ovo himna je generacije živimo od sekiracije ovo himna je generacije u šupu civilizacije ovo himna je generacije živimo od sekiracije ovo himna je generacije u šupu civilizacije
And that's a wrap for this podcast. We hope you've enjoyed finding out a little more about both Bosnia and Herzegovina and the wider Western Balkans. If you've enjoyed this journey as much as we enjoy bringing it to you, please take a moment to leave us a review and subscribe to our podcast. Your feedback helps us tremendously and makes a huge difference. Thank you once again for joining us, and we'll see you on the next episode.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. If you would like to support us and the production of future episodes, then please consider maybe giving us a tip or becoming a member of our podcast family. The link to do that is in the show notes for this podcast. Thanks again for listening. We really do appreciate it.
You're listening to An Englishman in the Balkans.
Welcome to An Englishman in the Balkans podcast with me, David Pacinovic Bailey. In this podcast, you'll get a unique look at life in Bosnia and Herzegovina through my eyes, the eyes of an immigrant. Each episode, I share my experiences living in this often misunderstood country and introduce you to some of the interesting people I've met along the way. From exploring the rich culture and history to discussing the challenges and joys of immigrating to a new country, this podcast offers a thoughtful and engaging look at life in the Western Balkans. So that's it for this one. Thanks for keeping me company. If you enjoyed the episode, maybe share it with a friend who might like it too. And if you've got thoughts, questions, or just want to say hello, you can always reach out. Also, if you'd like to support the podcast and help me keep telling these stories, you can drop a little tip via Buy Me a Coffee. The link is in the show notes. Even a euro or two makes a big difference. So that's it then. Take care, and I'll catch you in the next episode.